Hear the voice of John crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway of procession for our God. Every valley shall be raised, every mountain made low. The rough ground shall become smooth, the rugged places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. For generations, the people of the world walked in darkness, unable to find their way. They yearned for a king who would lead them. When would he appear? He had been promised by the prophets, and yet trial after trial confronted his chosen people. Slavery, wanderings in the wilderness, oppression. Where was this promised one? When would peace and freedom be theirs? When would the king lead them in triumph? Each day they asked, could this be the day? Each evening they pleaded in prayer, come, Messiah, save us.
Thank you.
Then one day, God sent his angel Gabriel to visit a young Jewish girl with wings as white as snow and eyes like candle flame. He appeared, and into the maiden's ear he whispered, "Fear not, gently Mary, for you have found favor in the sight of Jehovah your God. Chosen above all women, you shall bear the Son of the Most High." Mary marveled at the miracle bestowed upon her, and as she grew with child, she held fast to the words of the prophet, "Your Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, will come to Zion. Blessed are all who wait for him." At last, the day had come. In the unassuming town of Bethlehem, the Prince of Peace was born into a world that failed to notice his arrival. And though Mary was about to deliver the Messiah, those who longed for him turned Mary away. There was no room, no bed for the Son of God. The Creator took his place among his creation in a cattle stall.